From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A court hearing today in Arizona is the latest in an effort to stop a tough new law on illegal immigration from taking effect. Arizona's Fair and Legal Employment Act is supposed to kick in on January 1st. Business and civil rights groups are suing to prevent that. This is one of a number of new state immigration laws that take action against employers who knowingly hire illegal immigrants. NPR's Ted Robbins joins us from Phoenix. And Ted, why don't you explain what this new law does?
Well, Melissa, the Arizona law requires every business, it's something like 140,000 businesses in the state, to verify workers' documents by using a federal database, an online database called E-Verify. And that is harsher and tougher than any other state law right now. One violation, and the state can suspend a business license. Two convictions in 2 years, and the license can be revoked. That's also a stiffer penalty than any other state so far has implemented.
And I assume that's why business groups are suing.
You bet. A broad coalition of business groups, which is sort of strange bedfellows, actually, along with the contractors, hotel owners, farmers, the State Chamber of Commerce, Chicanos por la Causa. They're all saying it's a federal government jurisdiction issue, and that's an argument we've heard before. They also point out that the federal E-Verify program is voluntary, but the state law makes it mandatory, so that's sort of a contradiction. They also say that it could result in racial profiling, employers not hiring someone or firing someone because they're, say, Hispanic, just because they don't want to take a chance. And frankly, it's also unclear whether the law applies only to new hires or also to employees already on the payroll, because the wording of the law says those employed. It doesn't say those hired.
So what's the issue in court today, Ted?
Federal District Court Judge Neil Wake already threw out one lawsuit earlier in the month because he said that the plaintiffs, the groups opposed to the law, didn't name Arizona's 15 county attorneys as defendants. Those are the people, the county attorneys, who will have to prosecute the law. The groups appealed that ruling, and they filed a second suit adding those new defendants and adding a couple of businesses who say they'll be hurt by the new law. So the judge is going to decide if he'll grant a temporary restraining order, stopping the law from going into effect on January 1st.
And what are you hearing from business owners and workers there?
Confusion. Some are ready to start the extra screening, but don't know who to screen because the law says those employed. It doesn't say those hired. So it may be that they have to screen every employee, not just new hires. Some say they won't enroll in E-Verify unless they have to because it gives the federal government more access to business records. There is some anecdotal evidence that undocumented workers are reluctant to apply for work, though employers say they're needed for farm work or in the hospitality industry, or that they may be leaving the state. That, of course, is just what the bill's sponsors say they wanted. But the state legislators, they also say that they know the bill has some problems. So when they go back in session after the new year, they say they will make some changes to clarify the law. But, of course, we'll have to see if it even takes effect. Meanwhile, about a dozen other states appear to be considering similar measures.
Okay, NPR's Ted Robbins in Phoenix. Ted, thanks very much.
My pleasure.